The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew. They're one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. And Josh and his team are based in downtown Grand Rapids at the Dorn Mayhew West Michigan office. Thursdays on The Huge Show are presented by Dorn Mayhew.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843. Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another hour of the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays between 3 and 6. And also on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show. And you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Inside the next 60 minutes, Jeff Risden from DraftWire. Also, Jeff is connected to Lions Wire. We'll talk about what the Lions will do in the hometown draft. Who's in their pool for first, second, third round? Who are some players who could be impact starters, if not contributors? Because that's been a signature of every draft by Brad Holmes. So there's a huge buzz this month with the draft in Detroit, and Jeff Risden from Lions Wire, Draft Wire. We'll also talk about the 18 guys that went to the combine for Michigan. How many could get drafted? What about J.J. McCarthy? Is he a top three pick? If you do have a football or draft comment or question, you can drop that at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also on the Roast Umber Coffee text line. Just text HUGE to 21,000, and Jeff Risden joins us in studio. How you doing, my man?
I am very excited for the draft. It's my time of year.
And it's special because it's in Michigan, in Detroit, off of the year the Lions had, even with the debacle in the second half in San Francisco. It's just another stepping stone for national imaging and branding for Lions that we have never seen in our lifetime.
It's a great opportunity for the city of Detroit to get even more behind the Detroit Lions and all of us Lions fans from everywhere in Michigan and Northwest Ohio, Northeastern Indiana. I ran into a couple of fans from there over the weekend. It's a great time to be a Lions fan, and the draft is only going to call more attention to how good the Lions are because of how well they've drafted. And that's a prevailing theme. That's one of the reasons why they are where they are, and they've got a chance to add on to that. And I can't wait, man. I'm ready.
Seeing that it's in Detroit, and I talked about this earlier on the Huge Show, and Holmes, I don't think, will waver, but trading up would create such a big buzz, a splash, national TV. Goodell is on that draft stage in downtown Detroit. From a football perspective, if there's somebody there they want, and they've done this since Holmes has been there, they go get somebody, whether it's draft, free agency, trade staffer, and get Goff. Do you envision the Lions staying at 29 or trading up?
I can see them trading up. I can also see them trading back and leaving all the Lions fans that are in downtown Detroit in the selection area wondering, why are we here? And I don't think that Brad Holmes cares about that. If he gets a deal that he likes, he will move one direction or the other. He moved up to get J-Mo. That was an interesting one at the time. I don't think anybody really saw that coming. This could be a year where, because they only have one first, one second, one third, no fourth round picks, team wants to give you two day two picks and a fourth round pick for your first round pick. I can see that happening just as easily as I can them going up and giving away next year's first round pick to trade up and get a guy like Terrion Arnold or somebody like that. Because either direction, Brad Holmes has proved he will move. We're just trying to figure out which way he's going to go.
Yeah, but could you imagine all those people that line up? I don't know what the number will be. Could be a draft record. I know Nashville had a huge crowd when the Titans hosted it, but they all wait all day, and then the Lions trade out of the first round.
I will say this about that, and I've been to drafts at Radio City Music Hall. I've been to the ones in Cleveland and the two that were in Chicago. And I think we might be, as a general like Lions fandom, overestimating how many Lions fans. This is a national event. There are large groups of fans from other places that will be there that come in and buy tickets and support everything with their tourist dollars instead of just, you know, what's downtown. You know, they're flying in, they're staying in hotels, they're you know, Ubering, they're getting the restaurants and everything like that. I believe the Cleveland was 2021, and I want to say that they estimated that 48% of the people that were there were from outside of the Cleveland area. Cleveland's as close to Pittsburgh, as close to Detroit. There were a ton of Lions fans in Cleveland. I hung out with them for a little bit, you know. So with Detroit being localized, like in the center of things the way it is, you're going to see a lot of Colts fans come up. You're going to see a ton of Browns, Bengals, Bears, Packers fans in downtown Detroit. And I will say this, going back to Radio City Music Hall, there is a massive cluster of Seattle Seahawks fans that goes wherever the draft goes. And I'm not talking like 50. I'm talking like 500. They travel en masse. So while it is in Detroit and while it will predominantly be Lions fans, there's going to be a lot of out-of-town people that are in there too. And I think the Lions have actually done a pretty good job of scaling the expectations on that. It is not a Detroit. The Detroit Lions are not the hosts of the draft. The city of Detroit is. And they have done a pretty good job of making sure that that's separated. The Lions will have their own party going on in Ford Field. If you're a Lions fan and you want to get close to the action, find the Lions. Go to the Ford Field. You can do it. And that will be a great place to be, too.
And they're having people register. I think the registration actually is the cutoff is, I think it's done, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So, because they want to get a guesstimate on, you know, their circle, their zone, whatever it is. Right. But this is, this, like I said, it's the next step, Jeffrey. And Jeff Risden from DraftWire, follow DraftWire on Twitter, Facebook, online, part of the USA Today Network, LionsWire. Jeff, one of the great Lions, and he's a heck of a draft insider, and we'll be talking about it throughout this hour. But like everything they're doing, you know, I hear Colin Cowherd talking about that the Lions are going to be a top four team in the NFL the next 5 to 8 years. All right, these are national pundits who now look at the Lions. He said what you and I preached the last time we were in studio, that you go on paper right now. On paper right now, Lions are a top four team in the league, and they're top two with the Niners. And you can even make the argument that based on their offseason acquisitions, we're not talking about what they'll get from the draft at the end of the month, but they're a better football team than anybody in the NFC on paper.
Absolutely. There is no reason to think that they're not going to remain being competitive for a long time. The window just opened this year. I think it opened a lot wider with the playoff success that they had and with the confidence that they're going to get in it. I think they realized that they have some big-time players on this team. Now's the time to augment it. I think they've done a great job. DJ Reader is a fantastic addition. He is exactly what the doctor ordered for their defensive line. Carlton Davis, I know people are a little woozy on him.
Who's woozy?
I hear all the time that they still need a number one corner. I'm like, y'all haven't watched Carlton Davis.
Oh, hold on. Really?
Guy's a good player.
Have you seen the corners that the Lions have patched together?
Exactly.
If you go to the second half of the previous season and this year, what they've been able to accomplish because they have a top five offense in the league.
You win with offense. We talked about it in the playoffs.
That's why I want a big receiver at 29 or trade up to get a stud receiver, tall possession type guy. I know we have Laporta who can bail out Goff, but and we got Brock Wright who Brock the Price is Right. With his money, I still don't understand that.
I mean, the 49ers technically wrote that contract, so
I think they what you said they, in studio that they kind of position the Lions to, all right, you're going to spend some of your cap money, or we're going to get one of your guys.
Right. Yeah. Sort of holding them hostage. I don't.
But you don't see often with Holmes.
No. And, well, you don't see that often in the NFL. Now, the 49ers are an interesting case because they did justifiably need Brock Wright, and they couldn't afford him. So they put three void years on a three-year, $11 million deal, which is just absurd dead money accounting. But, you know, the Lions are a better team because Brock Wright is back, and it's a terrible year to need tight ends in the draft. So, like, I get why they did it. They don't necessarily trust in James Mitchell or Shane Zylstra yet. They do use the number two tight end a lot. So, yeah, it's fine. We're going to talk about some wide receivers that will fit your needs, because there's a lot of them in this draft. This is a very good year to need offensive line, kind of cornerbacks, but wide receivers. They come in all shapes and sizes and speeds, and you can get one from top of the first round where Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be going, and Malik Nabers and Rome Odunze. They're all going in the top 10. I would bet money on that. But there's a lot of guys, man, that you can find at 29, that you can find at 61, you can find at 73, you can find at 155, I think it is, where the Lions are picking down there.
You can look at the Lions' needs, and I agree with you on DJ Reader. You know what he does?
He
takes a lot of heat because he's the leader now of that line. Takes a lot of heat off of Hutch, who's only going into year three, yeah. Right? Takes pressure off of him and having to be the man.
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I will say this for DJ Reader. I covered him when he was in Houston. He came up where JJ Watt was the man. And he understood very quickly that, like, okay, I'm here to make JJ better. I'm here to make Jadeveon Clowney on the other side of me better.
And but that was a good Texans team, wasn't it?
They were real good.
God, they were good.
If they only had a quarterback.
You know, Reader, you go down with Davis, Robertson, you go.
Carlton Davis is a really good corner. It's weird to me that Lions fans don't like him.
Well, you know,
I shouldn't say all. There's a significant portion of Lions fans who are vocal that they don't like him and they don't think that he can play.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why. And we'll talk about what Goff said in an interview, and Colin Coward talked about this too, about the negativity. I get ripping him for the second half of that San Francisco game. Coaches questioning, holding on to, balls that are right there. You accept blame for that. But trying, and here's why they were upset with the corner. I'm going to tell you, this is my vibe here.
All right.
And you do Draft Wire. Everybody's a draft geek online, on Twitter, on Facebook, on their blogs, on their Facebook groups, right?
Yep.
I'm not calling you a geek or a nerd.
I'm guilty, man. I'm
not calling you that. But they're upset that they went out and got a corner because now chances are they're not going to draft a corner in the first round, right?
Yep.
And somebody has somebody projected, and they're like, why are you doing this? Your Kool-Aid McKinstry could be that, right? And that's it.
He's not better than Carlton Davis.
And Goff said this to, it was an NFL interview, I think, right? And Coward played the audio. And he goes, I am shocked at the negativity of the Lions fans. Now, I will say, we've all been beat up our entire lives.
Absolutely. Oh, heck yeah.
We have.
Yes.
Okay. And I think Goff is letting out a little bit on that year he went through when Stafford won that Super Bowl, right?
Definitely.
Right? He was taking.
He's got some selective rabbit ears, too.
He was taking Tomahawk missiles.
Yeah, he was.
And I can tell you, like Stafford and his wife were, and trust me, I've worked in Chicago, I've done national shows. I can tell when I know what athletes are listening to talk radio or reading the social networks.
It's interesting you bring that, because the longer that I've worked in this business, the more I can tell too.
You can now, can tell. And I can see Goff is driving home. He's online. He's reading this stuff. I guarantee he's got a burner account or something like, Pad Stafford, whatever it is.
Most of them do.
Right. But the point is, and I'll say this, that, and I'll agree with Goff on this one. You need to step back if you're a Lions fan. Just listen to our first 10, 15 minutes here. They are the best team on paper in the NFC.
Yes,
when was the last time a Lions fan ever heard that anywhere.
Like, not even in 1991.
No, not even
because,
Barry.
Because Washington and Dallas were good. Well, Dallas wasn't, but they were coming. But Washington was really good. Philly was good then. San Francisco was good then.
But you never had...
You never had that.
You questioned ownership back then. You thought Fonts was in over his head, right?
Both those wound up being valid.
Ownership stunk. The GM did bring some talent in. When you look at Perriman, Moore, all the receivers, Glover, Lomas, everybody... But they wouldn't bring a quarterback, and it's like Dombrowski. You're thinking, okay, you got this great team, but you won't go get a closer, right? You'll spend $200 million on salary. You'll have one of the greatest starting rotations the game's ever seen, but you're going to bring out Jason Propane Grilly, who, by the way, when he left Detroit, was great in Pittsburgh. I want to say that. But my point is about the Lions. Here's where we're at. And I'm telling you, Rizzy, and Jeff Risden from DraftWire, Lions Wire in studio, ownership is more stable than ever before. Front office, not just Holmes, it's Dorsey, it's Spielman, we can go down the list.
Yeah.
Coaching staff, they went upgraded. Every time they realized that a coach wasn't reaching where they needed to go, they have made a move. Now with players, they go out and get DJ Reader. They know the secondary. They go fix it. You know, that's why I have all the faith in the world that they're going to grab a tall receiver. It may not be pick 29. They may not bump up to 20 or 22. They might get them in the second round, but they're going to get them. And I'm telling you, as a Lions fan, anybody listening, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. The results should shut everybody up. Yeah, and I rode them hard. And the drop, they're in the Super Bowl. I still run into people. I'm grabbing a sub yesterday, and the guy's like, Reynolds catches that ball, we're in the Super Bowl. And I feel that way, and I feel that we would have taken over Vegas. Kansas City's been there. I think Lions go win that game, and they know it. And that's why they have hit the button that says, we are ready to go. We are a Super Bowl contender. So you're a Lions fan right now. I want you to step back, and you can drop it at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, or on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. You tell me a real negative with the Lions right now. A real glaring negative that could derail this season. Can't control injuries. If Goff would go down, I get that. But at least they have, I think, the most athletic number two quarterback they've ever had.
Hendon Hooker, as you know, I was very high on him in the draft process a year ago. I would have been comfortable with him had he been healthy, taking him at number 18, and they got him in the third round.
That's so what I'm saying.
So I'm feeling real good about that.
I'm not worried about, we were worried about the backup QB, and they went and got Bridgewater, right? So what's a real concern, okay? A real concern, Jeff, and I want the Lions fans listening, and you can drop your concern at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, and like I said, on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain, just text Huge at 21,000. I went through this morning at breakfast. My only concern, again, injuries, we can't control that. Can't control fumbling a punt late in the game. Can't control that.
Right.
I'm talking about lining up to go to war. Football war. I would say offensive line depth is the, in a tall possession receiver, 6'3", 6'4", guy who can separate. Goff can put it on the money, and he can make that catch late in the NFC Championship game.
That's it.
That's it for me, right? And kicker, excuse me.
Kicker belongs there.
Kicker. I want Psycho Bates in there.
That guy's something else, man. I would say that there's a lot of questions about the secondary in general coming together. What happens if Amik Robertson can't handle being the outside corner that Aaron Glenn needs him to be? What happens if Emmanuel Mosley doesn't come back? They got to add to that. What happens if Ifeatu Melifonwu is the new Amani Oruwariye, a guy who played really, really well for like a third of a season, and we all thought that he was going to be great, and then it hit midnight and he turned back into a pumpkin. That could happen with Ife. I have concerns about that. Kirby Joseph got worse the more he played last year. That concerns me a little bit. I think some of that is going to be fixed with some of the coaching changes that they made. But, yeah, I do worry about the secondary. They need more talent there. Depth, another starter. And if they draft a starter who can beat out Carlton Davis as the number one cornerback, fantastic. That's great. That means Carlton's number two. That means he's probably the best number two cornerback in the league. I like that. So you can get better, but if they had to go today, I'd feel pretty good about them running away with the NFC North. And I say that, I think Chicago's going to get a lot better. I think they have already. I think Green Bay is a very good football team. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about Detroit. Like, how high can they go? And they can go very high.
And what you just said and what I started with really leads right into the draft.
Yeah.
Okay, because for the most part, and there could be salary cap casualties you could grab later, right? You could make a move on that Bates to bring him in for competition for the money Badger. But you can look at this draft in at least the first three rounds. And you can say in some, you can shake it up in a bowl and pick, you know, positions. Offensive line, tall possession type receiver in a corner, right?
Yeah.
Do you think those are their first three picks?
I do. I could see a pass rusher.
If there's a good edge there at 29.
If there's a guy who fits very well.
Who is that you think that could be there at 29 or that they might trade up like to 25? You
know, Darius Robinson from Missouri is an interesting one. Detroit kid. I forget which high school he went to, but he's from Detroit. Went out to Missouri, was at their local pro day. They've talked to him. They talked to him at the Senior Bowl where he was very good. He was down to 280 pounds there and looked. He's not a guy that wins by twitch. He's Ziggy Ansah. He wins the same way that Ziggy did. I don't think he's quite as athletic as Ziggy is, but there's a good football player there. And it's pretty easy to see that the Lions like him. Do they like him enough to trade up to get him? I don't know. Do they want him at 29? Maybe. We'll see. He's certainly in the high-end mix for what they will be taking at number 29. Now, if a guy like Laiatu Latu from UCLA is there, and he would be there because of injury concerns, which we know that Brad Holmes doesn't really care about.
Stud player, by the way.
Great player. Is as technically polished and proficient as any pass rusher hit in the league in a long time. He's better with his hands than Hutch was coming out. He's better at, like, understanding how to get off of a block, understanding how to set up his moves. He's great at it. I could see him going number nine to the Bears. I could also see him falling to within range where the Lions could go and, hey, here's our third round pick next year and this year, and we'll go get him. That would be like 22, 23, somewhere in that range. I happen to think that I don't think he's going to last that long, but that's one. It's not a great year to need pass rushers after that. So that's one of the things you have to look at when you're putting on your I want to be Brad Holmes hat. Okay, what's the difference between getting Darius Robinson at 29 or getting the next tier of guys with your next pick or a later round project guy? And this year, a gap is huge. There's not a lot of proven commodities. So like you're dropping to a guy like Adisa Isaac out of Penn State or Jalix Hunt out of Houston Christian, formerly Houston Baptist. Those are guys that I know that have gotten some traction in the Lions fan, you know, blogosphere and everything, and I wouldn't take either of them with a third round pick. So you would be, you know, now looking at a day three guy when you're looking at James Houston. Well, we're kind of forgetting that James Houston is on the roster sometimes too. This is a guy that, you know, at the end of 2022, everybody thought that we had a future all pro on our hands. That's overselling it, but the guy was great. And then last summer, goes into training camp, played his way down from the first team to the third team by the end of the first preseason game. And then he got hurt and came back and didn't do a whole lot. So I think that's a question mark. They seem to like the guys who have length and can go power to speed rather than speed only, which is why I don't think they're that interested in Chop Robinson, and I'm not either. Yeah, there's a ton of opportunities with it. And again, wide receiver, they can go. Interior offensive line.
Who are some of the receivers you think that could be there at 29 that fit that tall possession separation to a point? Because they have enough speed. They have the short, you know, slant guys. J-Mo's role will increase. in this offense. I think more of a deep threat.
Yeah.
But who could be there in Detroit in that first round?
You know, Keon Coleman is a name that comes up a lot. Former Michigan State Spartan. Went to Florida State. He's tough for me because, man, he can be really good. But there's also some games where, like, dude, play. I'm generally averse to high variance players, and he's a high variance player, so that scares me a little bit. But he's certainly somebody who would fit in that mix. Brian Thomas out of LSU led the nation in touchdowns. He's not that kind of guy, but he's a really good player. A.D. Mitchell. I know our friend Mike O'Hara likes A.D. Mitchell from Texas quite a bit. I appeared with him and Ken Brown on their podcast recently, and we talked about A.D. Mitchell. That's a guy that you probably need to have your eyes on as a Lions fan, and at least like be aware of who he is. Didn't have a lot of production at Georgia before he went to Texas, but has some definite intriguing traits that you want. You know, the other guys that are in their age are like Ladd McConkey from Georgia. He's not that kind of guy. He's more of an Amon-Ra kind of guy. But if you want like bigger receivers later, Johnny Wilson from Florida State, 6'7", 240 pounds. There are teams that want him to convert to tight end. He is sort of a hypercharged Devin Funchess, to go back in Michigan lore a little bit. That's a guy you can probably get in the third round, just because I don't think NFL teams have a really good feel for who he is or what he can do. You know, Roman Wilson's going to be in that range, but I don't think that's not the kind of guy you're looking for. If you want a bigger possession guy, you know, there's quite a few, man. Jalen Polk from Washington is a guy. He doesn't necessarily have that stature, but he plays sort of that way. You know, there's some fun wide receivers in this draft. And again, they come in all shapes and sizes, speeds that you could want. Narrowing them down is, I tell you what, one of the things we have to do at DraftWire is we have to have our positional big boards. And like after the first four wide receivers, I'm like, my number five could also be my number 12. Like there's so little difference in like potential outcomes from what they are.
So that's why the Lions will want to jump in on one of those top four.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. And
right.
Yeah. But again, it's the difference between your fifth wide receiver and your 12th wide receiver as big as between the fifth offensive lineman or the 12th offensive lineman or the fifth pass rusher, probably the third pass rusher or the eighth pass rusher. And that's the calculus that Brad Holmes has to do and his staff have to do and his scouting staff are trying to go through right now. That's why they're holed up there. That's why you won't see them for much because they're figuring out like what do they value the most? You know, do we need to get that impact receiver or because we already have Amon-Ra St. Brown, we have JMO, we have Sam Laporta, like we're looking for a complimentary guy. Is that a guy that we can get a little bit later in the draft and it will still fill our need? Because it is a great draft to need wide receivers. Those are questions that we can't answer yet. That's what the fun part is.
Yeah, by the way, I went to draftwire.usatoday.com. They had the best possible player for each of the 32 NFL teams to draft, and they had Latu, the edge rusher, which, you know, you start to think, you got Marcus Davenport, you had a DJ Reader. Again, I see Latu. I'd take him in a heartbeat. That's why what we said earlier, whether it's 29, bumping up a little bit, whether it's second, third round, maybe even drifting to the fourth round with how deep this draft is, Jeff,
yeah,
that the Lions, I really believe, based on what Holmes has done and the depth in this draft, they can go out and wide receiver, corner, offensive line depth, edge rusher, and somewhere, like I said, we probably can bump it from 3 to 4, mix it up. Yeah. Those are your first four picks.
Yeah, and what's the beauty of it? Not one of them has to start. They can go to war with what they've gotten right now with their 22 starters and be as good as any team in the NFC. No question about it. So you're drafting more for 2025. This is where there's pushback against the offensive line. Like, hey, we got five good offensive linemen. Yeah, we do. Kevin Zeitler's on a one-year deal. Taylor Decker's coming up on the end of his contract. Penei Sewell needs to get paid. Frank Ragnow threatened retirement this year. Like, what do you got in 2025? You got to get something in there. This is the time to do that. You don't want to rush guys in. We talk about that all the time. Like, oh, it's so much better if they can get acclimated and they don't have to be thrown out there right away. The Lions are in a perfect position to do that with players at all these positions that we're talking about. It's unprecedented in Lions land, and it's crazy. I'm still trying to wrap my head around, and I've been doing this for a very long time, that the first-round pick isn't going to start in Detroit unless they somehow beat out Carlton Davis or beat out Josh Pascal and James Houston and Marcus Davenport. And they could, but they don't need that to happen. And that's a massive sea change, man.
And it creates the drama, the unknown, that there's not that glaring need. And like right. I said, whether it's O-line, edge, corner, tall possession receiver, that could happen in the fourth round for that position, could happen in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, I lean towards O-line. I say this, if they went out and there was a possession receiver they loved, that's somebody sitting there, they would grab him, and then they get their O-lineman to provide depth and a future starter in the second round. But I still believe, and we could say a corner, and you could say the edge rusher, but I believe it's going to be from that group of four, O-line, edge rusher, corner, possession receiver, that it will be from that group, whatever the best athlete available is in the first, second, third, and fourth round, they will take the normal draft cliche and go with the best athlete available at those four positions.
Yeah, and look at the teams that are...
Not in any necessary
Yeah, they don't have order. To have an order on
no,
it.
No,
yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like if they like Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina is a big-bodied wide receiver.
I love him.
I love him, too.
I love him.
I got a chance to interview him down in Mobile, and...
That dude reminds me of, like, Sterling Sharp.
I'll say this. He's not as big in person as you think he is, but he's very well built, and he played with some crap quarterbacks. I'm not counting Spencer Rattler in that, but the guys that were there before it, he learned how to catch really bad throws really well. Imagine what Jared Goff, with his accuracy on the routes over the middle, and Jared's fantastic at that. Hit him in stride.
No, you sold me on him now.
You've got Brandon Ayuk.
you sold me on him right now. We got to get to a break. A lot to talk about. Jeff Risden from DraftWire, followed DraftWire leading up to the draft, and also year-round, Facebook, Twitter, online, part of the USA Today network. Also, he handles LionsWire. A lot to talk about with the Lions. We'll get to the group of 18, the most ever invited to the NFL Combine. How many Michigan players will get drafted? Where will JJ go? How high will Corum go as a running back? Will Harbaugh lean on making the Chargers Michigan West, as he talked about when he was hired? A lot to get to when it comes to the draft. One reminder, you can join the Huge Show, the Michigan Sports Network, our friends from the Tullymore Golf Resort, Coppercraft Distillery, and Dorn Mayhew for our 313 Draft Bash in downtown Detroit at the world-famous Caucus Club from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Thursday, April 25th. The Huge Show will be live statewide 3 until 6. We'll be giving away 5 sets of VIP wristbands. All that with Bull Rush Sports and David Gregory, the NFLPA certified agent. Superfly, guess who was on the VIP list? Oh, Sir Lord Jeffrey Risden.
Hey, yeah.
Yes. Oh,
I appreciate the invite from David. That was very nice of him to reach out to me.
The VIP list. Lane's like, you know what? I'm going to Michigan Tech, his son, to play basketball. Can we put like a Macker hoop up in front of the Caucus Club and I'll dunk?
That would be fun. One of the things that you can do at the draft village, you can go out and do all the combine drills except the bench press.
Yeah, I've seen the 40 in front of Ford Field after I've been tailgating.
Yeah.
And I've watched guys dropping like, you know, hammy flies. Boom, boom. And you're going to run a 40? No way.
I wouldn't recommend it if you're not in good athletic shape.
No one's getting the timer out or the measuring tape with me. It's not happening.
Say it's humbling.
I'm 62.
It's humbling when you can no longer get the vertical leap that you used to have. Like, I used to be able to dunk really well. I can't even touch the rim anymore.
I mean, Superfly, what are you, 6'7", Superfly? How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
Yeah. I think
I went from being able to dunk at 40 to I can't even touch the rim, and I'm 51. And I got it measured at the combine last year.
Well, they're
2023. My vertical has dropped a lot.
Yeah, my
dunk vertical, while you can.
My vertical is 3.
Okay. I'm not much more than that.
Hey, by the way, the 313 Draft Bash with Bull Rush Sports Management, the Michigan Sports Network, the Huge Show, Coppercraft Distillery, Tullymore Golf Resort, Doran Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. I did see the menu that they're gonna have a rolling dinner.
Ooh.
Where kind of they don't use the word buffet at high end places. Okay, think about this. It's like the Academy Awards at Golden Corral. It looks good.
I like Golden Corral.
So do I. I like buffets.
They closed the one in Holland.
God knows why they closed that. Everyone's handling the same piece of chicken, but I'm not going to go comment on that. I love buffets when I'm hungry and I want to eat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You sit down. All right, so 313 Draft Bash, Thursday, April 25th, downtown Detroit. If you want to win a VIP wristband, be listening to The Huge Show. We'll give you more details on that. To all the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Doran Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Doran Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Doran Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Doran Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Doran Mayhew. That's DoreenMayhew or Doran.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Doran Mayhew.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. Jeff Risden from Draft Wire, Lions Wire, part of the USA Today Network in studio with us. Make sure you follow Draft Wire and Lions Wire on Twitter, Facebook, and online. All right, the Jake Bates story from the Michigan Panthers, the kicker with a 64-yarder, 62-yarder, where he cleared it by 10 yards. Each kick could have been good from 70. Is there a realistic shot that the Lions could invite him to training camp?
Absolutely there is. They can't do anything formally to contact him other than like let his agent know, like, hey, when your UFL season is over, we would like to have you come in and try out for us. They can't sign him now. No team can sign any UFL players that are under UFL contract until the UFL season is over. That's just not a thing that the teams will do. But the Lions would certainly be wise to look at a guy who's making those sorts of bomb kicks in Ford Field. He's handling the pressure very well. It's wild to me. This guy who didn't kick a field goal in college. He was a kickoff specialist. He was a soccer player.
Yeah, at Central Arkansas. And the ability of the Lions to have the home field advantage in this with him comfortable kicking at Ford Field will be big. We'll talk more about...
Absolutely. But it's certainly something to consider.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the kicking situation, the draft coming up at the end of the month in Detroit. If you have a comment or question in regards to the Lions and the draft, Jeff Risden from DraftWire, Lions Wire in studio with me, will answer them. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in and drop your question on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21000, and you can comment and leave a question anytime you want to, 24/7.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soarin' Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew, Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort. We'll check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL Draft Night Bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL Draft Stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party, Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. A reminder, until the end of May, you can have a shot at winning Tigers tickets. Just text Tigers to 21,000. We're drawing weekly winners for select games April and May. You enter once, you're good until the end of May. Text Tigers to 21,000, and weekly winners will be contacted via text. That's Tigers to 21,000. And if you're looking to save 15% off of select game tickets, in April and May. Go to tigers.com/huge show. That is tigers.com/huge show. And you can save 15% on every ticket you buy. Select games, April and May. Go to tigers.com and use /huge show. And you can save 15%. So you buy a 4-pack of tickets. That's good savings there. tigers.com/huge show to save money.
Big, bad, huge.